Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right. Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. A little sad today. This is Christian's last day producing the show. I remember back February 2013, I came in here, this young-faced young man, knew nothing, I swear, about racing. Probably thought to myself, what am I getting myself into? Getting up early, you know, coming down here, leaving the university and going, my God. Christian, I want to thank you for being a tremendous part of this show. It has been a pleasure to work with you. And I just have to ask you, after the time that we spent together, the 3 years plus, how do you feel about racing now?
Well, I mean, I think you mentioned it. I knew nothing. And that you're not exaggerating. I literally knew nothing going into the beginning of the show. And I actually didn't even like racing at all. If I saw it on TV or heard about it, I would run the other direction. I would try to avoid it at all costs. And through the last, you know, 3.5 years, I've seen just a big difference. I appreciate it. I now think it's a sport. I understand a little bit what's going on now when you're talking about it. On air, off the air, I just have such a big appreciation, and I went from despising it to almost, you know, now loving it, because I'll go out of my way to actually try to catch a race, or I actually went to Phoenix with you last year in 2015 to catch one of the last races, which was big time. So it's been absolutely remarkable. I'll never forget, you know, the experience I've had, and I want to thank you for that, because you're one of the main reasons why you got me into racing.
Well, and this is kind of how we get fans, one fan at a time. And I know there's only six people that are up listening this morning. I want to thank the six of you for getting up and tuning in, and all the rest of you that, you know, are going to tune into this later on podcast or listen to it on the website. You know, I want to thank you for that. But Christian, I mean, I have to ask too. I mean, yeah, we went to Phoenix, and of course, being a Jeff Gordon fan, it was, you know, Jeff Gordon Raceway, to see the spectacle and how close you can get to the athletes. And we even debated that. I mean, are these guys athletes? Are the equipment athletes? What was it like to, I mean, actually be, you know, I mean, we were, what, three chairs from Jeff Gordon? I mean, we talked to him, had the access, and to be down there in the pits with all the festivities. I mean, how would you think that feels like, say, in relation to going to the Super Bowl?
Well, you mentioned I've been to an NFL game, MLB game, NBA game, college events. I've been to basically all of them when it comes to pro sports. And NASCAR is totally different in a good way, because there's so much different, there's a different atmosphere. I mean, the fans are so much closer up to the drivers and to everyone else than any other sport. There's a lot of access for the media, and it's just crazy. The whole week is an event. It's not just one day. And the Super Bowl you mentioned, that's a week-long, two-week-long event right there, but that's only happening once a year.
Right.
But with NASCAR, that's every single week, and that's what I found it remarkable is the atmosphere. And then the race day, I mean, oh my gosh, I can't believe how remarkable that is. Just you just have to experience it for yourself.
Well, absolutely. 26 regular season races and 10 chase races, coming down to the final race with four drivers with a chance to win. It was a tremendous race to go to as well. And of course, Dale Jr. ends up with the win with that rain shortened race. But anyway, want to thank you again for all of your effort on this show. I mean, you've been a big part of it, and I don't want you to leave not knowing that I have tremendous appreciation for you.
Well, thank you, Swope. And that does mean a lot. Your show is the first show I ever produced, and that'll be near and dear to my heart as I continue production. So I just can't wait to see what the show has ahead of itself. I know you have great plans for it the next couple weeks and in the next coming future, so I'm excited to see what you can do.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. Again, to be on the morning show over at KRQE producing over there. So we'll see what great things are in store for Christian. All right, let's talk a little bit about Sprint Cup. Martin Truex will start on the pole for tonight's NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Kansas Speedway. Truex turned in a lap of 190.921 miles per hour in the final round of qualifying Friday night, earning his first pole since April of 2012 at Texas. And giving him some confidence at a track that he's come to love. Truex led 173 of 267 laps before finishing second in 2012. That was when he started on the pole. He finished second in that year's fall race. Last spring, he started fourth, led 95 laps before finishing ninth. Matt Kenseth qualified at 190.564 for second. Denny Hamlin was third, followed by Kurt Busch and Brad Keselowski. Points leader Kevin Harvick failed to make it out of the first round and will start 26. I don't know if you tuned in last night and saw the truck race, but there were some moments where it was really, you know, quite boring because it was, you know, the nose to tail and a lot of green flag laps. But William Byron survived the chaos at Kansas Speedway for his first truck series victory last night in only his fifth start. Byron had built a nearly 5-second lead before Tyler Reddick spun with four to go, bunching up the field for a green-white checkered finish. Byron got shuffled to third behind Johnny Sauter and Ben Rhodes on a restart, but he was ready to pounce when the two ahead of him got together in turn four in the final lap. Matt Crafton rallied after his own late spin and wound up second. Daniel Hemric was third, and Christopher Bell, Byron's teammate with Kyle Busch Motorsports, finished fourth. Clint Bowyer rounded out the top five in his first truck race in nearly 2 years. What was interesting on that green-white restart was both of the Kyle Busch trucks were on the front row with Christopher Bell and William Byron. Basically, they were under attack. I don't know what it is with the restarts on those, but it almost seems to be on the front row as a disadvantage. They were just swamped, and it was a very aggressive driving by Ben Rhodes that got into Johnny Sauter. It made it very interesting. And, I mean, they could have easily also collected William Byron because he was on the high side, which is where all his speed was, but was able to survive through the chaos and bring Kyle Busch Motorsports another victory. So your points leader right now, John Hunter Nemechek, with one win, 88 points. William Byron sitting in second with 87 points. And it's all based on victories. The top eight will get into the Camping World truck, basically race for the chase. Matt Crafton in eighth actually also has 88 points. So it's wide open. We'll see what will happen during the season with that. Ryan Dungey wrapped up his second straight Monster Energy AMA Supercross season title and third overall with a fourth place finish at MetLife Stadium. The Red Bull KTM factory rider and eight-time winner this year has a 36-point lead over Suzuki's Ken Rosen with one race left. Dungey's record podium streak ended at 31. He won his first title back in 2010. Rosen dominated the race and led all 20 laps in his fifth victory of the season. Edgewood's Jason Anderson is sitting third in points with two wins in 2016. Honda's Malcolm Stewart won the Eastern Regional 250SX race for the second victory of the year. Husqvarna's Martin Davalos was second, and Yamaha's Jeremy Martin third. Stewart leads the standing and is 14 points ahead of Yamaha's Aaron Pisling with one left race. Pisling was fifth on Saturday. Just a programming note as we get ready to go to break. 9 a.m., you got FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., you got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. 11 a.m., the Henry T. Show. 6:30, Warriors Trailblazers. On Sunday, that's right, on Mother's Day, 11 a.m., you can catch the Dodgers versus the Blue Jays. 1:30, we're going to join In Progress, Cavaliers, Hawks. 6 p.m., we're going to have the Red Sox and Yankees. And I want to remind you out there, we got a great, great golf tournament coming up. Great opportunity. Book your team for the inaugural Brian Urlacher Banquet and Golf Tournament June 15th, 16th. That's a Wednesday, Thursday at Canyon club, country club at Four Hills includes Wednesday. There's a buffet dinner and cash bar with a Brian Urlacher is going to speak with a great opportunity for questions and answers from the audience. Then the golf tournament on the Thursday, the 16th. It's a scramble format. Also, you could get one of the things that's cool is every player is going to get a Lobos/Bears signed football for each golfer in the foursome. Brian Urlacher commemorative golf polo shirt, and of course, then you could wear it on Friday, casual Friday, and everybody would be like, "Hey, check that out! Where'd you go?" It's a framed. You also get a framed picture of your foursome with Brian Urlacher. Brian's going to hit a tee shot with each group on one of the par threes. Of course, we're going to have breakfast burritos, coffee. A post-golf award luncheon. Teams are limited, so reserve now. Please visit 1017 The Team or give us a call here at 994-1017, 994-1017. As a matter of fact, next caller, we got four tickets, a family four-pack to Gladiators football coming up May 28th or June 4th. These tickets are good for either game. So give us a call, and we'll hook you up with that. We got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 1017 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
No flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making...
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the Southwest hot rod scene. Yearwood Performance is the expert, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories. Everything you need all in one place. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance. 341 Eubank just south of I-40 and 9674 Eagle Ranch Road across from Costco on the west side. Buy local, save time and money. Yearwoodperformance.com.
Car Crafters Paseo location is now open. That's right, Car Crafters state-of-the-art facility off Paseo and I-25 is open and offering free estimates for collision, mechanical, and glass repairs. Live on the west side, Rio Rancho, or the Northeast Heights? Car Crafters Paseo location is perfect for you. Car Crafters gives the best collision, mechanical, and glass repairs in the industry, so bring your car in for whatever it needs. Car Crafters, five locations to serve you.
Car Crafters, it's like it never.
Hi, Lobo Baseball supporters. This is John Perner with the local accounting firm, Fidel Perner & Mignovich. If you need any assistance with your personal, business tax, or accounting needs, I'm here to help. I'm a UNM graduate and past president of Lobo Club. I have 28 years of experience helping local families and businesses succeed and reach their financial goals. If you could use my services or have any questions, please give me a call at 323-5100 or visit fpmcpa.com.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides. With monthly full-color features, such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Boleyn, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
Sandia Golf Club is the perfect place to play your next round. Join their 2016 Champions Club in May and receive two free rounds of golf, discounted rates. The more you play, the more free golf you'll earn. Get merchandise and food discounts, plus discounted rates at over 40 participating OB sports courses. You don't need any more reasons to join, but Sandia Golf Club just completed a full bunker renovation with new silica sand, and they have a brand new fleet of club car golf carts. Make Sandia Golf Club your home course. 798-3930. SandiaGolf.com.
Experience the Unser racing tradition here in New Mexico. The Unser Racing Museum is a multi-dimensional museum experience utilizing modern technologies to educate and immerse the visitor in the exciting world of racing. Open daily 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit again today, UnserRacingMuseum.com.
David Swope here with the New Mexico Motorsports Report. When it comes to car audio and security, there's only Driver's Den. Top sound equipment by Alpine, backup cameras and Bluetooth. Driver's Den on Eubank at Constitution, 293-8211, driversdenabq.com.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, Brad Keselowski won a demolition derby at Talladega Super Speedway, where multiple wrecks caused two cars to go airborne and led to millions of dollars in damage to race teams. Keselowski's cruise to the checker flag was anticlimactic on Sunday compared to all the other trouble. Chris Buescher's car flipped three times in an early crash. Matt Kenseth would turn upside down in the winning laps. In Kenseth's crash, Danica Patrick hit the wall hard in her energy-absorbing wall that seemed to buckle upon impact. She appeared shaken after the hit. There were 21 and 20 and 12 car accidents in the final 28 laps, and as Brad Keselowski crossed the finish line, another wreck in the back of the pack punctuated this sloppy day. NASCAR's box score showed 35 of the 40 cars were involved in some sort of incident. Only 21 finished on the lead lap, and 12 cars were ruled out of the race. Second place finisher Kyle Busch said he looked in his rearview mirror at one point and saw only four cars without some sort of damage. Austin Dillon finished third and said he enjoyed the race even though it was nerve-wracking. Dillon was in his own horrific crash at Daytona in July and said that style of racing at restrictor plate creates an atmosphere of danger. Joining us right now is Dustin Long with NBC Sports. How you doing, Dustin?
Hey, how's it going, David?
I'm good. So, I mean, that was pretty quick, man. I mean, you know, a 21-car wreck, 12-car wreck, and then the final lap wreck. I'm actually surprised, and maybe it's only because of the loop that, you know, 21 cars finished on the lead lap. I mean, what a mess. Talk about restrictor plate racing and the atmosphere of danger referred to by Austin Dillon.
Well, you know, for some fans, Talladega is the Talladega and Daytona are the best races of the year because yep. They like that, they like the moving parking lot with all the cars packed together. They like the action, they like the intensity, and they like the sense of drama and danger. You know, for others, it's last week's race was, you know, kind of a point of like, you know, this is kind of getting crazy. How do you look at making it, I guess less chaotic, and also understand that last weekend was run under the threat of rain, so that added to the intensity of the race, and there's no doubt that was a contributing factor. And obviously, you know, if there was a way to fix it, you know, NASCAR would have done it in the last 30 years since Bobby Allison's car got airborne.
Yep.
Before the aero restrictor plates and got into the fence and some fans were injured. But, you know, I think the concern is when you look at it, is cars getting up in the air. Now, I think if you look at Chris Buescher's wreck, you know, he got turned so quickly that, you know, I'm not sure if there's anything that roof flaps or anything like that could have done. I think the Matt Kenseth one, I've heard some, you know, and I know my NBC colleague, Steve Letarte, has mentioned this, is just that, you know, there was contact with Kenseth's car that turned him sideways, but, you know, I think that the contact, well, turned him. I don't know if it was so severe to kind of get him up in the air. Yet, as they got turned sideways, the air picked him up from underneath. And I think that's one. And you know, Steven said that's one he would look at a little bit more closely on what could be done in that situation. And I think you know the key is you want to do everything you can to keep cars on the ground because the last thing you want is cars up in the air with the potential to get in the fence. And, you know, that can lead to bad things for the driver or for fans. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Obviously, there's no easy answers, like I said, or something would have been done, before last weekend. But I think you have to be glad that everybody walked away. I know Danica was bruised, and she talked about that, you know. But everybody maybe had to. It was a race that caught your breath a number of times, and you know, I think for some people that was, it got to be a point where it was a little bit uncomfortable.
Well, absolutely. I think from the booth, Jeff Gordon had even said that he was very happy to be in the booth and not in a car. The whole threat of rain pushing to getting the race halfway through, I think, heightened the pace, heightened people's level of aggression in driving. Considering that, I mean, it was still in some ways a typical Talladega, even though it felt like, you know, the pace and the aggression was much higher. Do you agree with that? That, you know, that this was still a typical, or was there just because of the threat of rain, was the pace and the aggression heightened?
I mean, I think there was that heightened sense because of the rain. You know, the race report listed 35 of the 40 cars being involved in an accident.
Right.
Now, understand, you know, I could be involved in an accident if I'm in the field and I get slightly clipped. That my car would be listed. So
Right. That's
not 35 out of 40 cars destroyed or anything like that. But it does give you a sense of just how it was so nearly all encompassing. And to put that in perspective, the last time there were more cars listed as being involved in an accident was it the 2014 July Daytona race, and that was 37 out of 43 cars were listed as being involved in an accident, and the correlation with that race was that race was a rain short. That only went 112 laps instead of the full 160 lap distance. So rain, obviously, you know, rain was a factor in that race. The threat of rain, you had the threat of rain at Talladega. You know, I know certainly some people talked about, you know, they loved the intensity of the race because guys were racing like, you know, the race could end at any moment, particularly
right.
after halfway. There's a balance there. And, you know, where that balance is, like I said, I think you applaud this, all the safety things that have been done in NASCAR through the years. But you can't settle on what you've done because that's when you get passed by and that's when something can happen. That doesn't mean that they're going to be able to keep drivers safe from every scenario. But, you're certainly glad that they look at the safety record of the sport since Dale Earnhardt's death for sure.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about level of aggression and basically a conflict between Joey Logano and Matt Kenseth came to fruition again. Part of my thoughts were, I mean, they were like four wide. There's not enough room left on the track, and Kenseth definitely feels that Logano ran him down low. I'm not sure that Logano really had any place to go. But once again, the feud seems to be restarted. What are your thoughts on whether, one, NASCAR needs to get involved in settling this, or two, whether this is just going to be an ongoing theme?
Well, I mean, you know, I think you can make the argument that NASCAR was slow to respond, react last year, and that led to what happened at Martinsville and led to NASCAR's reaction to suspending them at Kenseth for two races. You know, I know that they talked about that they talked this week and they put things behind them. Are they going to see everything the same way? No. But at some point, you know, you have to be smart how you race each other, but also understand this, that drivers never forget.
Right.
And if one does something that upsets the other, then that's suddenly that's going to raise the stakes a little bit. And, you know, I think, for what it's been for them is like, if something happened, whether it was intentional or not, it was viewed as being intentional. So it raised the stakes. And it just kind of got, you know, you just didn't cut that person any slack or you cut them less slack than what you would. You know, and again, it goes back to drivers saying, look, I'm going to race you the way you race me. You're gonna run me down, then boy, I'm gonna run you down. I'm gonna run you down a little bit more, and we're just gonna keep going and going and going. So it was good that they talked. We'll see what happens,
right.
You know, again, is this the end of it? You know, as long as they're both running at the front, running for wins, no, it's not going to be the end of it. Now, you may not see or hear anything for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, but you know, if something happens, all that history comes back up. I mean, look, I've had drivers tell me about times they got wrecked years and years in the past.
Right,
how they
exactly.
were waiting for the right opportunity to get something, to get that driver back.
Right.
So this idea that everything, you know, everything's good, that's great right now. But again, that's, you know, drivers have long memories.
Well, in my observation, you know, of being a track official, is I don't know what it is when two drivers, you know, get into contact with each other, but every week they all of a sudden seem to wind up on the track right next to each other. And, you know,
right, man. It is so funny how that happens and how in the next week they're starting together, so they're introduced together, riding in the truck together or something like that. Oh, I mean, the trucks are parked next to each other in the garage. It is hilarious how that happens so often. You're right about that.
So what was your thoughts also on Dale Jr.? I mean, he was, you know, by far, you know, picked to be the favorite to win that race, and end up being involved in two crashes. I mean, at a track like that, should we really consider, I mean, you know, if you have to go to the garage, you need to stay in the garage. I mean, because that, you know, I mean, he's out there trying to go again, and then, I mean, that, you know, the Carl Edwards blowing the tires is not really on him, but is that an added level of danger that just doesn't need to be there?
Here's the deal, and look, in one sense, what you're saying is absolutely right, and again, I think NASCAR will look to side on safety, but let me throw this situation out to you. Let's say you have that 21 car wreck on lap 15. So does that mean now out of a 40 car field, you're not going to let 21 cars, if there's enough damage there, onto the track, and you're going to allow, you're just going to have 19 cars on the track for the last 173 laps for the fans? Now, while 19 cars in a pack can put on a really exciting race, and look, to be honest, to have a fantastic race, all you need is two cars.
Right, exactly.
But as long as you're not compromising the safety of the individuals, where's the balance between safety and entertainment? And if you're not, if you don't feel like, man, somebody else may feel different. If you don't feel like you're compromising, but it's compromising the safety of drivers are not being compromised beyond, you know, a reasonable amount. And again, obviously there's, you can say pack racing is that in itself. Then I think you have to look at the entertainment factor of it. And again, racing is a sport, but it's also an entertainment.
Right.
And, that doesn't mean it supersedes safety or should supersede safety. But I think it's something that you have to consider when you're thinking about such a, I guess, black and white type of rule.
Right.
Type of that. You know, you go back to, one of the famous lines of Bill France, Bill France Jr. said it was, you need to have slow cars for the fast cars to pass.
Well, so, that's true.
Otherwise, you know, you could say, well, if you're going so slow, then get them off the track.
Right.
But that creates that sense of action because there's cars in close proximity, even if it's a car that's being lapped. So, I don't know. You can raise the point. Why are some guys going out there when, why is Jimmy Johnson going out there after being involved in a wreck when he's already got two wins? He's already set for the chase. Why do you even do that?
Right.
You know, Dale Earnhardt Jr., you can make the argument, he doesn't have that win yet. He's good in points, but what happens if all of a sudden he has a five-race swoon or something and falls deep in the points, and suddenly one or two points could be the difference in making the chase or not? So that's why you go chasing points when you have a damaged car, even at a place like Talladega or Daytona.
Absolutely. Hey, Dustin, appreciate you joining the show with your insights this morning. How can listeners follow you? What's your Twitter, and how can they follow you on the web?
Yeah, certainly. Follow me on Twitter at Dustin Long, just at DUSTINLONG. Certainly read my stories along with my colleagues, Nate Ryan, Daniel McFadden, Jerry Bunkowski at NBCSports.com/NASCAR. And follow us on, follow our Facebook page, NASCAR on NBC.
Awesome. Hey, Dustin, thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. We'll catch you down the road. That was Dustin Long at NBC Sports, and he gave you all the information where you can follow him. Hey, we got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2016 season is off to a fast start.
Over 50 events, including arm drop, crutch style, street legal drags, and thrilling side-by-side action through November.
Don't miss a single minute. The Albuquerque Dragway at Mesa del Sol with jet dragsters, funny cars, and hot rods bracket racing on both the 8th and quarter mile. ABQDragway.com for a schedule. Real outlaw door slammers, top comp, super pro, pro, sportsmen's, and junior dragsters. The 2016 season looks to be the best. ABQDragway.com. See you there.
ABQDragway.com.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Park kid transporter, park drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Bob Brown here. You've heard me talk about Caliber's indoor shooting range and their fantastic gun safety classes and how my wife gained tremendous knowledge there. Make it a memorable Mother's Day. Friday through Sunday, give her the gift of safety with a ladies-only concealed carry class for 50% off. Yeah, that's 50%. You must enroll on calibersusa.com. Make sure she's always safe with a concealed carry class from Caliber's. Two locations, Coors just north of Paseo or their Cutler location. Calibersusa.com. 797-9715.
Are you having a knee replacement or other scheduled surgery requiring rehabilitation? Consider Skies Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center for your rehab and nursing needs. It's the only facility in New Mexico to receive the 2015 Gold Quality Award from the American Healthcare Association. Whether it's physical therapy, occupational therapy, and or speech therapy, Skies Healthcare provides skilled nursing and rehabilitation, short-term or long-term care. Skies Healthcare is here for you. For information or a private tour, call 898-7986 or visit genesishcc.com/skies.
It's Keith from Bobby J's Yamaha. If you're into cross-country off-road motorcycles, see the all-new 2016 Yamaha YZ450FX and YZ250FX at Bobby J's Yamaha. Both offer YZ race-winning technology in light, powerful machines built to win with rearward slanted engine, compact bilateral beam frame, industry-leading KYB suspension, an 18-inch rear wheel, wide-ratio 6-speed transmission. Bobby J's Yamaha at 4724 Manal to see the all-new Yamaha YZ-FX cross-country race bike.
Dress properly for your ride with a helmet, eye protection, long-sleeve shirt, long-sleeve pants, gloves, and boots. Do not drink and ride. It's illegal and dangerous.
Luce Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive. Professional, but not a big box shop. Personal, where they know your name with phenomenal auto service and repair for more than 30 years. Now the home for Luce Customs. Show quality paint and complete custom builds and restorations, including creative fabrication and mechanical engineering. Recognized Industry Excellence Awards at SEMA and the 18th Annual Good Guys Southwest Nationals. 9401 Central, just east of Wyoming. 296-4816. Like them on Facebook at L-U-C-E Customs. JWaltonAuto.com.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Luce Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Let's talk a little Formula One. Max Verstappen will replace Daniel Kvyat at Red Bull prior to the Spanish Grand Prix. The move will see Kvyat return to Toro Rossi in place of the 18-year-old in a bid to regain his form and show his potential. Kvyat had been blamed for Red Bull's day of disaster in Sochi after colliding with Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel twice in the opening three corners at his home Grand Prix, an incident which also damaged Daniel Ricciardo's car and left the team without any points. So I'd like to play some audio from a couple of weeks ago and remind you who Daniel Kvyat is.
You asking what happened at the start. If I don't go to the left, you crash into us and we all three go out.
Well, I was...
Not well. You came like a torpedo.
Well, it's racing.
I'm racing, but, you know, if I keep going the same line, we'll crash.
Don't keep going.
Yeah, but there was a car on the left also.
Well, that's why I can see all the three cars, man. Go on. I have only two eyes. Well, two cars.
You crash it, you do like that.
But we didn't, so...
Yeah, you didn't. You need to expect when you attack like a crazy, and you damage your car. You were lucky this time.
Well,
I damaged
Kimi
down.
I'm on the podium, so it's okay. You're on the podium. Fine.
Let me tell you, that guy, I'm amazed that he didn't get, you know, put down, I mean, after that incident, but then it comes back. And it just seemed, we just got through talking about, you know, Logano and Kenseth, you know, how they run into each other. Kvyat hit Vettel in turn two, and just another one of those racing incidents. They kind of bunch up. But when he hit him again in turn three, it almost looked deliberate, because I don't know if it's all of a sudden, Vettel slowed down. What in the world Vettel slowed down for? But he got tagged by Kvyat. I mean, totally spun him around into the wall. He was visibly shooken. And let me tell you, it's very rare that you see a racer get out of the car. I mean, they came and picked him up on the little motorcycle, right? He tells the guy, the safety guy, to get on the back of the motorcycle. He drives the motorcycle over there, changes his clothes, marches over to the pit. Marches into the pit during the race. He marches into Red Bull's pit. And if it wasn't for the fact that he had a relationship with Christian Horner, the team boss for Red Bull, I have a feeling he had been thrown out of there, probably sanctioned, probably sat down for a couple of races, even though of the incident. But he was clearly shook up. And let me tell you, that was unprecedented. Kvyat had been on the podium for just one race earlier there at the Chinese Grand Prix. The Russian driver also outscored Ricciardo last season in the point standing, even though the team believed both drivers lost valuable points through the season due to Renault's reliability issues. Dutch rookie Verstappen was widely believed to have signed a deal to drive for the senior team in 2017 anyway, amidst interest from Mercedes and Ferrari. But let me tell you, that was absolutely amazing. Now, the story that is going basically, you know, under the radar on this is Romain Grosjean and Haas, you know, is doing absolutely tremendous, and they scored more points in this weekend, even though they were struggling with tires. Grosjean and teammate Esteban Gutierrez were lacking pace at the Sochi, but they benefited from the first lap incident and subsequent safety cars, and had Romain Grosjean finishing eighth. Absolutely amazing. Actually, one of the best races on the track in the final lap was he and Sergio Perez right there at the end. So Formula One, you got NASCAR, you got Nico Rosberg, the only guy that's won so far this year, 100 points. He's a good 43 points ahead of Lewis Hamilton. Not unsurmountable, but all the way back in fifth, you got Sebastian Vettel with only 33 points. So that's 66-point differential. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Max Verstappen is actually sitting 10th in points with 13. Romain Grosjean, like I said, an amazing story for Haas, sitting in 7th, 22 points. So that's absolutely amazing what they've been able to accomplish. So I was just curious, you know, I mean, if you're trying to figure out, you want to know what's going on locally and where you can go see some good car shows or find out what's going on, there's always New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. It's New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine with great features such as a business spotlight, reader fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. You can pick up a free copy at Napa stores, Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Las Lunas, Belen, and now even down in Socorro. Pick one up and find out why New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine is a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up a copy today. All right, let's go to the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. Camping World Truck Series ran last night. Xfinity, May 14th, it's the May Dover race, Saturday on Fox. Tonight on FS Sports 1, you got Go Bowling 400 for the Sprint Cup. IndyCar next Saturday, May 14th, the GP of Indy. Formula One next Sunday, you got the GP of Spain. NHRA, May 13th through 15th, Southern Nationals at Atlanta, Georgia. ABQ Dragway going on today. You got the Yearwood Take It to Track with the gates opening at 6 p.m. Next Sunday, you got the Car Cub Clash going on. Today, out at Sandy Motor Speedway, the 3/8 Clay Oval, you got the Clay Craze presented by Car Crafters and Nongwing Sprint Cars. On Sunday from 1 to 7, Whiskey Garage New Mexico Drifting is going on. But got a whole lot of great things coming up out at ABQ Dragway, including the Memorial Day Mayhem, which is a two-day event, Friday night, Saturday night. And, of course, mark your calendars for the Firecracker Nationals, which will be July 2nd and 3rd. And we're going to give you a whole lot more information on that as we get a little bit closer. But you can't think about drag racing without thinking about Yearwood Performance. Since 1968, Yearwood has been the gearhead haven with help on your vehicle, whether it's a track or the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it, fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges, and accessories. They got Torco Fuel ready to go right there. You can go into either location at 341 Eubank or at 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, and they can hook you up with the information that you need. As a matter of fact, don't even try and buy, like, the different hoses and fittings and, you know, the different things that you need, because, you know, a lot of times you order it and it's not quite the right part, where you can go in there and you can get, they have racks and racks and racks of all the stuff to help you out. And of course, they've got that local know-how, whether it's, you know, Jim, Ryan, or Ted, they can hook you up either east side, west side. Buy local, save time and money, Yearwood Performance. Matter of fact, we got a car show going on today that I want to tell you about out at Balloon Fiesta Park, and it's for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and it's a walk/car show. So you have an opportunity to, you know, go down there and support a great organization, and specifically J. Walton Automotive and Loose Customs. This is very dear to their heart, as it touched their family. And so bring out your car, participate, help them make a difference for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and be tremendous. And we were talking about J. Walton. For over 30 years, they've been providing exceptional quality full-service auto repair. You know, I mean, they're professional, but yet, you know, they don't have that big box atmosphere. They're personal, where they know your name, and they do phenomenal customer service, including a free shuttle service. And now they're home for Loose Customs. Show quality paint and complete custom builds and restoration, and including custom fabrication and high performance engineering. 9401 Central, just a mile north of Wyoming, and you can get to them easily from either the Wyoming or the Eubank gates for Kirtland Air Force Base. Check them out, jwaltonauto.com. As a matter of fact, Loose Customs and Caleb Loose won the best of show at the Barley Room last week. If you missed any of the New Mexico Motorsports Report, you can always check it out at nmmotorsportsreport.com, on demand at 1017 The Team. Follow us on Facebook, the New Mexico Motorsports Report, or on Twitter at NMM Report. That's the Unser Racing Museum, open daily 10 to 4 at 1776 Montano. This is the month of May, and you got to go to the Unser Museum for the month of May, because it's absolutely phenomenal. If you're looking for a website, and I know I was, I mean, I had the New Mexico Motorsports Report.com for, I don't know, 6-7 years, never knew what to do with it. And then I met the guys over at myabqwebsite.com. 81% of consumers research a product online before buying it. Does your company need a website? My ABQ website is here for you. Every second, there are 400,000 Google searches get found online. MyABQWebsite.com. Check them out. And, of course, if you're having trouble hearing the New Mexico Motorsports Report in a stereo quality sound, you need to go over to Driver's Den. Driver's Den, ABQ.com. Driver's Den is at Eubank and Constitution. Top sound equipment by Alpine, backup cameras and Bluetooth. They got it all. You need to pop in today. That's driversdenabq.com. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk some motorcycle and motorcycle safety on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is Bob Pockris of ESPN.com. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
So Somewhere there's a strip of asphalt wishing it could be a cloud of dust, a hairpin turn begging to be ridden, and an open highway waiting for you to begin your story. The road is calling. Answer it by heading to Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque for deals on exceptional bikes, and make this riding season your best. Wherever your adventure takes you, make sure you keep your ride safe. Join us in celebrating Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month with a special event at Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque on May 14th. Be legendary. See dealer for detail. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Hi, Joe O'Neill with the team. With Mother's Day this weekend, we need to take care of the moms in our lives, and flowers are always a great choice. My choice for any occasion is Melba's Flowers. There is a difference in the flower shops and the quality of the arrangements and service you'll receive at Melba's. Don't call an 800 number. Call Melba's. They deliver throughout the Albuquerque area and will even give you a Mother's Day ESPN discount. Melba's Flowers, Osuna, just east of Academy, 299-6444, 299-6444.
Held over through the Sunday. It's D.R. Horton's Red Tag Event. Up to $15,000 in savings on select move-in ready D.R. Horton and Express homes starting from the mid-hundreds. With over 15 communities to choose from in Rio Rancho and Albuquerque, why buy used when your family can live in a new D.R. Horton home? New is D.R. Horton, America's number one builder. Last chance for Red Tag savings ends this weekend. Visit drhorton.com/new for details.
Availability and sales plan features material for subject change without notice and variable subdivision. Not all buyers qualify for the D.R. Horton sales consultant and community features. Express homes and GBA, D.R. Horton, final price, and then for equal having opportunity filter.
Marcello's Chop House, Albuquerque's favorite local steakhouse, is making Mother's Day weekend special. Join us on Saturday at 2 in the lounge for our Running in the Roses Kentucky Derby viewing party. Sip on mint juleps wearing your Derby best while enjoying great Southern food. Then on Sunday, Mother's Day, May 8th, our executive chefs have prepared a special Mother's Day brunch starting at 10:30 Sunday morning. Treat mom to the best. Make your reservations now at 837-2467. That's 837-2467. Make your Mother's Day weekend special at Marcello's Chop House in the ABQ Uptown Center.
UNM Sandoval Regional Medical Center's physical therapy team is unmatched. Stop masking the problem and treat the issue. It's time to be the best you. Get back in the game today with a physical therapy team at UNM Sandoval Regional Medical Center. Call 994-7131.
Insist on Duke City Ready Mix for your residential or commercial concrete needs. Quality matters to them. Does it matter to you? New Mexico owned three locations, including Rio Rancho, Albuquerque, and Los Lunas. Duke City Ready Mix, 877-5777.
Need a new set of Firestone tires? Visit your locally owned Tire Pros dealer, JJ's Premier Tire and Services, for the best deals around. Right now, purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires and get a $60 Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. JJ's Premier Tire and Services at San Antonio and Wyoming. Stop by today, online at PremierTire1.com.
Offer valid through July 4th. Card expires. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank. Member FDIC, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7. And joining me in the studio is Mike Gaior. How you doing, Mike?
Fine. Good morning to you.
Yeah, so you guys have an event coming up next Saturday over at Indian Motorcycle. Kind of a motorcycle safety. Tell us a little bit about what's going on over there.
Well, we've got a couple of ride instructors that are coming around 9:30. We'll have a program that starts about that time. They'll be going in the backyard, as we like to coin the phrase, for the back part of the building. They'll be demonstrating safety maneuvers, stopping and swerving, things that get you out of a situation that kind of come on you real fast, or braking maneuvers. So they'll be going through that, and then about 11 o'clock, we'll have some drawing for some classes going on. Just kind of bringing the community together, kind of those people that are coming to it for the first time, or those people that are doing it and haven't had a refresher course, they can come out and kind of see what the industry is recommending as far as safety maneuvers at this point.
Wow. Also joining us is David Cruz. How are you doing this morning, David?
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, we're doing good, but we were talking about this just a little while ago. It seems to me that there's been a lot more motorcycle accidents. And, is that true? Is it up in New Mexico, in Albuquerque specifically?
I think this year is just slightly higher than where we were this time last year. But when we hear
about an event like this going on, it's just exactly why we're doing and partnering with an event like this at Indian Motorcycle, is just to promote the safety, making riders aware and being cognizant about the rules of the road.
So is the motorcycle safety, I mean, not just the responsibility of the motorcycle guys or just the car guys, but it's just a complete awareness?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just promoting awareness and sharpening our skills to make up and offset for New Mexico drivers.
Well, I'm personally very sensitive to, you know, to the fact because, well, one, driving a Mini Cooper, I might as well be driving a motorcycle. People can't see me anyway. But the other day, I mean, I'm driving on Alameda, and there's a guy in a Gull Wing that's just like, you know, side to side, back around, and just like, you know, diving in and out of cars. And I thought to myself, one, I'm scared that, you know, like at the next light, I'm going to see you with a car on top of you. But what is the responsibility of the motorcycle rider to respect, you know, the laws just like cars?
Absolutely. I think that's important. We as a motorcycle community, knowing that the position that we're in, we need to be aware and respectful of our surroundings as well. And I think that's why it's important for an event like this to remind ourselves, to put us back into reality if we are riding like that, to say, hey, you know what, maybe I need to slow down, maybe I need to be a little more respectful and aware of my surroundings as well.
Well, if we have a listener that wanted to get more information on the safety organization, I mean, tell us where they could get more information for your organization.
The New Mexico Motorcycle Rights Organization is, we have a website, it's New Mexico Motorcycle Rights Organization.com. NMMRO hashtag. We have a monthly meeting. It's usually the second Saturday of every month at the post in Albuquerque. So if anyone needs information, they can reach out to us through our website or Facebook as well.
Great. And so, Mike, I mean, I know you're such an advocate, one, for any motorcycles, but two, for motorcycle safety in general. So, I mean, how much does it mean to have any motorcycle involved in an event like this?
Well, you know, riding a motorcycle in the state of New Mexico, it should be a relaxing, it should be just enjoying the views and everything. But as a rider, in order to kind of get, you know, in Albuquerque, you have to keep your wits about you. You got to keep your all eyes open, ears, use all your senses. You know, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque is jazzed to be bringing this product to the state of New Mexico. But there's a responsibility on our part to make sure that those people that get on our product feel comfortable on our product. And if they feel comfortable on their product and they're comfortable in their skin riding that motorcycle and they're doing the right practices, they enjoy this sport like it's intended to be enjoyed.
Well, and one thing I've always appreciated about you guys is your openness to the biking community. I mean, it's just not Indian motorcycles. It's all different makes and models and stuff, and being very inclusive with that. And of course, the passion of, you know, keeping people out of the hospital or, you know, out of, you know, even worse than that. What other things are kind of going on with the event? I mean, you know, I'm sure that you guys get some other, you know, things that are a part of it as well.
You know, David, it's ramping up pretty fast.
Yeah.
You know, Tuesday night we have a ladies' night. We got a lady that's coming into the dealership from 6 to 8 o'clock. And Michelle Johnson, she's been living on her Indian Roadmaster for the last, like, 8 months.
Wow.
And she sells this bling stuff. She has a 700-pound trailer behind the Roadmaster, and she just kind of rides all over the place and sells her product. She's coming in. We've got a lot of product for the ladies. So that's part of what's going on. May 11th, Wednesday, I think it's next Wednesday, there is a new model coming out. We'll be unveiling a new model.
Wow.
At cool. Right about 10 o'clock. So, you know, Indian Motorcycle just keeps on putting out the product, kind of really kind of disturbing the force, so to speak, in motorcycle riding in American, you know, large displacement motorcycles. So there's a lot of things. We just came out with the Springfield. In fact, this coming Friday, or by the time we air this, by this Friday, I'll be out in Arizona, and the Arizona 1 mile, the flat track, Indian Motorcycle is going back. You know, they're promoting flat track racing again, so it's back on, you know. So
awesome.
They're with the Scout 60, that gets them the displacement to go back on the flat track.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, I think it's great to see that. And of course, I've got a buddy that's going to be going to Bonneville this year, and so I always think about an Indian, Indian motorcycle when we go out there. But thank you both for coming in this morning and helping, you know, keep awareness of things that are going on. We really appreciate having you this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, David.
All right. Well, that's another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Join us next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. As we're getting closer to the Indy 500, the 100th running. That's right. This has been the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Radio sings unforgotten songs.
Of course. Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got
101.7 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.